Thank you, thank you, thank you. This morning, I'm going to be sharing, and I don't know if this is the last one on this topic of relationships, but it really touched my heart in the manifestations. I heard God was very filled with joy with the fellowship one with another. And basically, fellowshipping one with another is a relationship. So, that brings me to the title of this morning's sharing, and it's called Relating to One Another. And that's what we do in our lives, here with us and out in the world. So, the first question has to be, what is a relationship? What is a relationship? Well, it's a relationship between you and someone else with a history of more than just a couple of times. That's your relationship. And it's an exchange of thoughts, ideas, plans, and hopefully love and peace is a part of it. What kind of relationship would you have if that wasn't included, especially with people that are close to you? How about husband and wife? That's an ongoing relationship, and it's a lot of times in the work, a work in progress. My beautiful bride and I have been married for 25 and a half years. Yeah. And it still brings joy to my heart. But to feed and cultivate our relationship, I'll send her text messages from work just in the middle of the day to tell her how much I love her, how much she blesses me, and I thank her for her support. Most people say, well, you don't do that, but on birthdays and on your anniversary. You do that when it's in your heart. You do that because it's a relationship that you treasure. What about family members? Well, there are multiple relationships going on there. And I can't speak for your families, but I'm sure there's a lot of similarities. And in mine, we had 5 siblings, mom and dad, and I think that's where the word multitask first started, was with the relationships with their sons and daughters. And there'd be times where I ask, Mom, who do you love the most? Or my dad, who do you love the most? And they go, all of you. Yeah, but who do you love the most? All of you. Just because you were born second doesn't mean I love you second more than the others. No, I love you all the most. So they had to be careful and their wisdom to get through the relationships with their children because it was impactful and we were growing in life and we needed that, as I'm sure you also. How about teachers and students? And I know a few of you out here can relate to that. Daniel, Dan, Rebecca, and others. There's a relationship there. I just know that when I was in school, I tested the teacher many times. I never took it serious, but serious enough to pass, don't get me wrong. But I was always looking for that opportunity to throw a wrench in the works. But still yet, the teachers had to be on their tippy toes and have the wisdom to make the relationship with a student prosper and grow and to teach us. And, of course, brothers in Christ, and sisters, where would we be without relationships? We would just wave and walk past the person? No, we have relationships with the stuff we'll see later that God gives us to make our relationships strong and survive whatever kind of weather comes our way. Amen? And of course, God Almighty, our Heavenly Father, with His children. What a relationship we have with Him, right? God's given us His Word in the Bible to help us with the relationships that we have. He also speaks to our heart different times in our lives when we're saved, veering off the road to get us back on track with the relationship, whether it's with your wife or husband, or, like I said, student, teacher, family members, or people out at your job. You've got ongoing relationships that, knowing who we are, we got to step up and set examples by our actions. Let me give you an analogy on relationships. Let's look at relationships like clothing articles, this stuff. When you go to a wedding, speaking of the groom, do you know what to wear? Hopefully a tuxedo. And like in relationships, in the many facets of a relationship, do you show up to a wedding with a nice tuxedo jacket, shirt, bow tie, and short pants? No. You got to put on the slacks with that shiny stripe down the side. I'm sure things have changed since. But the point is, you put on every piece that makes you stand out and say, hey, I'm getting married. In honor to my wife, I'm going to dress smart. I'm going to dress nice. In relationships, we have to put on the right attributes that's needed leading to a healthy relationship. Yes, there are relationships that aren't healthy, but that's another story for another time. This, we'll see later, that these articles must be part of our being ready for, again, what the day or relationship has in store. And just like when we woke up this morning, we knew that we were going to get together. And the ongoing relationships we have with one another, what do you say? God bless you. Good morning. How was your day? Right? It's part of our makeup. It's part of who we are. This always intrigued me. At work, I work with many, many people. And you're passing somebody by, and they go, how's it going? And they keep on walking. Well, that means, well, stop, let me tell you. But yeah, how's it going? And they walk away, right? But that's human nature, I guess. It's vital and it's a key with the Father for a life filled with relationships, that we do His will, that we do it His way. And He's given us examples in His Word. The best one is Jesus Christ. So we must cultivate our relationship with the Father and keep Him involved in our everyday life. And the relationships that we have and will have. So there's, in case you don't know this, you've got some relationships ahead of you. You don't know who or when they'll be, but they're going to be. So here's a list of what God says we have and need, and this we get from having our relationship with the Father. Like I said a moment ago, look at it as clothing articles, all right? First of all, we need a really good layer of forgiveness. I wouldn't have enough paper here to write down all the hiccups I've had in relationships that required me to forgive or apologize. The first time you do that, yes, it's tough. It's hard. Because human nature would have you in that relationship to think of vindictiveness. How can I get back for that person for doing what they did? But God says to forgive. Once you do it, the next time after that and the time following after that, it becomes easier. Not that you want to have to keep on doing it, but you make it a part of who you are and how you communicate when things don't go right. You've got to do that. So we want a really good layer of forgiveness so that we don't waste our time with one another, not wanting to budge. So if the relationship goes cold, we need to renew our minds and our hearts. That's key and that's vital in relationships. Because there will be a few bumps in a relationship. How many of you have had a few bumps in your relationships? By a showing of hands. Okay. All right. How do we interact when things don't go the way we think they should? There's another problem in relationships. We think it should be this way. Boom, 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 boom. But it's not always that way. A humble heart. We can draw from the wisdom, like I said, of God, not to mention the love of God and the compassion of Christ. Christ was a good example for compassion. And if you do it those ways, you're going to have peace in your heart. You won't have the vinegar in your stomach or the knots. We need to do it the way Jesus Christ did. And let me tell you, he had a lot of challenges, a lot of challenges. Do you think Jesus Christ had a few relationships? Absolutely. What about his disciples? Were there relationships with the disciples? Yes, there were. And Jesus' loyalty, and how about the extra mile he went with Peter and his problems? Jesus Christ didn't say, now I only have 11 apostles because you're out. No, he worked with his heart because it was an ongoing relationship with our Lord and Savior. So, what we put on and take off is vital. It is vital. It builds. They're the building blocks for a relationship. Things like pride or ego, stubbornness, or how about envy, not to forget impatience or knee-jerk reactions. Knee-jerk reactions, I was really good at that. Someone says something that you don't like and boom, your mouth opens and out comes these words. Well, what do they say? Once the words are out, you can't bring them back, right? Even if you ask for forgiveness, you still should have just kept your mouth closed. You allowed that knee-jerk reaction to take over what we can control between our ears. We mustn't follow the world's dictates to influence our relationships because they're based on what's in it for me. What's in it for me? Yes, I'm in a relationship, and I say I love you, but you know what? I better see something in it for me down the road. That's not how we do. We're givers, right? We're givers of God's love. We're givers of God's love. These are all harmful to a relationship. So, if they're harmful, then why do it? Now let's go back to what to put on. Our next article to put on should be kindness. Kindness. No matter how bad the day seems to be or how someone has cut us off. Have you ever been cut off before? I have. Right? But where's the kindness? See, when everything is going smooth, it's easy for us in that relationship. No problem. We can take the person out to lunch or do this with our wife and stuff. But as soon as beep hits the fan, what then? How strong is your stand? How strong is your commitment? Where's the compassion in the relationship? We need to pack plenty of humbleness along with compassion. And all of this mixed with honesty and loyalty and the humbleness of using what the Lord shows. Possibly teaching those qualities to the ones in the relationship who can learn from our examples. Speaking of parents and child, they imitate us in many ways, including relationships. If they see mom and dad arguing all the time, how is that going to build them up? It's going to tear them down, right? But if they see mom and dad saying, hey, I love you, sweetheart, kiss, I say, wow, my mom and dad love each other. Right? That builds them up. That gives them a foundation to stand on. We also do not want to forget that we have something that is becoming a son or daughter of God, and that is Holy Spirit. That's a biggie, right? That's our battery that we draw off of for everything in life, including relationships, is that Holy Spirit. And it dwells in us how? Richly. God never had a shortage of that. so much so that he gave his only begotten Son. So, there's not many verses we're going to look at, but some that I think are poignant, and I'll digress when we get there, but I would ask you please to go to Romans chapter 8, verse 13 and 14, as I do myself. Romans chapter 8 and verses 13 and 14. God's word says, "For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live." In verse 14, "For as many as are led by the" what? "Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Who leads you in your life? Hopefully it's the Spirit of God. And these all add to relationships that we have and will be having. And this is why I picked these two verses. But still yet, we need to recognize the broad spectrum God's Word covers in our lives. And this is who we are, after all. This is who we are. And now I want to look at a very humbling verse of Scripture. When I saw this, tears came to my eyes. Because I'm not reading a periodical, as we call them in the post office. Next month, it's a different thing. The month after that, it's another subject. God's Word is the same and always will be. What He says is from His lips, is from His heart, is for us to be built up, to grow on, and to pass on. So for this, go back to Romans chapter 8. And when you get to Romans 8, go down to verse 32. Romans 8:32 reads, "He, God, that spared not His own Son, Jesus Christ, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?" Let me pause for a minute because I'm getting choked up. He didn't even spare His own Son. We weren't even deserving of what He went through. A lot of times you hear Jesus paid the price. I like to say He endured, because it wasn't a credit card thing. It was hours and hours upon hours. Yet God spared His life for us, for you and I, so that He freely gave us all things. What is all things? Relationships, financial help, healing, and many others. But right now we're talking about relationships. So if we need help in that, God freely gives it to us through our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I would think that when we are all gathered together in eternal life, we're going to go right into Jesus and thank Him. We're going to hug Him. Because it's eternity, your hug can last however long you want because we got plenty of time. What do we need in our walk? As speaking of our relationships, what do you need? What do I need? Well, whatever it is, there's nothing new under the sun for the Father. He'll give it to you. And you know, I understand that if you're having a hard time and stuff, it's not that easy to cultivate the relationship. But that's okay. We're human. That's okay. But you know what? You're not going to stay like that forever. So maybe you can make it up to that person later on. But the relationship, I trust, will still go on with great peace, love, and compassion in our hearts. Remember, we are completely complete in who? I can't hear you. Christ, absolutely, in Christ. So why can't we enjoy the relationships in our lives? Ask yourself that. No, you're to enjoy them. First, with God Almighty. That's an ongoing relationship. You want to stay in El Comunicado with Him, right? Right. And then you ask Him, it's your will that I want to do, Father. And then maybe after that, I need help in this relationship, or what can I do? Ask Him and be ready to hear from Him. And lastly, there is a word that implies having a relationship between people and groups, such as this one body of Christ. It implores us. So please go to Ephesians chapter 4. And when you get to Ephesians chapter 4, please go to verse 2. Ephesians 4:2. Right off the bat, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering or patience, forbearing one another in love. God has that a lot in His Word, because love is the glue to many, many things, including our relationships. Look at verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's that word bond. Here it's like saying relationship. The Spirit and peace have a relationship. And we want to take part of that in our lives. God put that in His Word, and it's true. So I thought those were two very, very interesting verses to go to. But we endeavor to do that, to keep that relationship alive and well, the Spirit and the bond of peace. And that word, again, bond, also represents a relationship. You hear this word bond used in reference to relationships, as in the parents bonding with their child, don't you? The mother gives birth. The baby's right there. They're bonding. And they're going to continue that throughout their lives, including the father later, but right there, the mom's got the baby. I mean, we just have to stand back and watch. Thank you, Father. But, yeah, that, again, implies a relationship. The parents bonding with their child. So, in closing, our relationship and bonding with the Father is that we are His children, with a lifetime relationship that doesn't expire. We have a lifetime relationship with the Father. And I can see that in your smiles as you look at me, that you agree. That is a key to all other relationships in our lives that we plan on having from today forward, and the ones we've already had in the past. Yes, people fall asleep. Happens every day. But it doesn't diminish the relationship you had with them. That brings memories to our hearts. And that's how God set up life, so that we could all have sweet, plural, relationships with those around us. And in the family of God, I think this is where iron sharpeneth iron when it comes to that. So that when we get out in the world with some of the knuckleheads, we still shine as lights and be those examples to them. I know that at work, I've had people come up to me and say, "Wow, I like the way you handle that, Al." Or, "Why are you like that, Al?" And I said, "It's God's way." And they take a couple of steps back. "Well, I thought you were going to say it's your wisdom." No. No. My wisdom couldn't take you across the street. It's God's way. It's God's way. He's put that in my life day after day, going to His Word, coming to fellowships, talking to you guys. It's a big builder-upper in relationships. So, I trust that that puts a different angle on relationships for you. And, again, it's an ongoing thing. Amen? Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank You for the opportunities You give us in our lives to have these relationships, that they're prosperous ones, Father, that they're peaceful ones, and that the ultimate thing is it gives You the glory by our conduct, by how we act. Because we know our citizenship is in heaven. But as we walk this earth right now, Father, we have things to do, people to see, and relationships to take care of. So I just thank you for each heart here this morning and their vital role in the relationships they're a part of. Because they matter. Not just to us, but to the other member. So I thank you, Father, for that honor and privilege we have to hold forth your love in our relationships. And we all love you and thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.
Amen.